BLM Antifa protesters chant "Burn it down" during march through nation's capital. By Bob Price on February 7, 2021. Black Lives Matter and Antifa protesters marched through the streets of Washington, D.C., on Saturday night. In one video, marchers can be heard chanting "Burn it down." The protesters also became violent with a D.C. police officer outside a restaurant. BLM and Antifa protesters took to the streets in the nation's capital Saturday night. A video posted by independent videographer Brendan Guttenschwiger shows the marchers moving through what appears to be a residential neighborhood chanting, "If we don't get it, burn it down." Chants of "If we don't get it, burn it down" as the march continues in D.C. tonight. Hashtag D.C. Hashtag D.C. protests. Hashtag Washington D.C. pic.twitter.com/YMC90P40J. Brendan Guttenschwiger, EPG on the scene, February 7, 2021. Protesters carrying an Antifa flag could be seen with the marchers as they chanted, "Whose streets? Our streets." Anti-fascist action flag at tonight's FTP march in D.C. Hashtag D.C. Hashtag D.C. protests. Hashtag Washington D.C. pic.twitter.com/OFDVAGI. Brendan Guttenschwiger, EPG on the scene, February 7, 2021. Fox News reported the Total Liberation Collective and the POM Collective Zero organized the D.C. Queer and Trans Black History March and Rally, which began at about 2 p.m. Tomorrow, Saturday, February 6, we are celebrating Black Queer and Trans History in D.C. with ITL Collective.DC. We're meeting at Banneker Recreation Center in Cardozo at 2 p.m., and hope to be moving by 2:30. Hashtag Black History. Hashtag Black Pride. Hashtag Black Trans Lives Matter. Hashtag Black Historia Square. pic.twitter.com/SSN555P. Udo. POM Collective, at P Collective 2020, February 6, 2021. Following that event, BLM protesters began marching near DuPont Circle, the article states. As the marchers approached a row of restaurants, protesters began harassing diners. D.C. police are forming lines around the outdoor diners to separate them from the protesters marching past. Hashtag D.C. Hashtag D.C. protests. Hashtag Washington D.C. pic.twitter.com/G4U. ERC39P9. Brendan Guttenschwiger, EPG on the scene, February 7, 2021. D.C. police are forming lines around the outdoor diners to separate them from the protesters marching past. Hashtag DC. Hashtag DC protests. Hashtag Washington DC. pic.twitter.com/G4U. ERC39P9. Brendan Guttenschwiger, EPG on the scene, February 7, 2021. Marchers wearing black block turn began harassing police officers with chants and blinding strobe lights. Protesters shine lights at the police as they pause the march outside a row of restaurants. Hashtag DC. Hashtag DC protests. Hashtag Washington DC. pic.twitter.com/QHN5ZTZBKH. Brendan Guttenschwiger, EPG on the scene, February 7, 2021. The conflict turned violent as protesters scuffled with DC Metro police officers. Washington DC. Police push hashtag Antifa back as they gather around diners during their street march. pic.twitter.com/@1togb. Anding O, at Mr. Anding O, February 7, 2021. Police officers monitored the crowd closely until the groups eventually dispersed. Bob Price serves as associate editor and senior news contributor for the Breitbart Texas Border Team. He is an original member of the Breitbart Texas team. Price is a regular panelist on Fox 26 Houston's Sunday morning talk show, What's Your Point? Follow him on Twitter at Bob Price, Parler at Bob Price, and Facebook.